We're in the thick of summer camp season now, and this week we're visiting one in Portland, Oregon. You might picture 8-year-old girls at a Pacific Northwest summer camp canoeing or weaving lanyards, but at Girls Build Camp, it's all about safety goggles, power sanders, and chop saws. Dina Pritchup reports.
The word empowerment gets tossed around a lot when you're talking about young girls. But these girls are literally learning how to use power tools.
I'm about to drill a hole.
Groups of girls, ages 8 to 11, are pouring concrete, sanding down boards, and stapling tar paper with a hammer tacker.
You, like, hit it and staples come out?
It's like a staple hammer.
They wear hard hats labeled with their names and tool belts wrapped double around their tiny waists. As they move through different stations, campers, like 11-year-old Samantha Neville, learn that they have the power to turn a pile of wood into an actual structure.
We were just chopping pieces of wood, and we're like, how can this become a huge playhouse? And then we painted it, and then it slowly started coming together these past few days. And now, hey, it's looking like something.
You don't have to make a macrame necklace, as it turns out.
Katie Hughes is a carpenter and the executive director of Girls Build. Over the course of a week, she leads campers through some pretty complex projects, from shingling a roof to taking apart a water meter.
If something breaks, I want them to want to open that up and to have the confidence to do it. And that's our mission, is inspiring curiosity and confidence in girls through the world of building.
And having that knowledge can change how girls, like 11-year-old Nina Holtzapfel, see the world around them.
Before this class, I just didn't really, I mean, I looked at stuff, but I didn't, like, think about it as much as I do now that I know how it was built.
She doesn't take the solidity and the stuffness of stuff for granted. There's an appreciation of the actual effort that goes into making the world work.
Tracy Manister Alifans sent her 8-year-old twins to Girls Build and likes that it gives them a deeper view of the world, in addition to skills and confidence. But some parents have concerns.
I was still like, oh my God, she's about to use a saw. Is she going to lose a finger?
Stephanie Hart Coleman had to hold herself back when her daughter Aaliyah demonstrated a jigsaw. But the camp is very serious about safety.
She did wonderful, and she was happy to be able to show me, Mom, see, this is what I know, this is what I could do. She was so proud of herself.
Oh, it went in! I got a staple!
For 9-year-old Aaliyah Coleman, Stephanie's daughter, tacking down shingles makes for a good summer afternoon. And it's helped her develop more than just her framing skills.
I like that you can be your own self, and it brings out who you really are. When I build, I get this feeling like I can do anything.
These girls are learning that many things in this world can be built and taken apart and put back together. They don't have to fit themselves into the designed world. They can build a world that fits them. And that knowledge, it's a pretty powerful tool to have in their belts. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchup in Portland, Oregon.